Texte numéro 55. Iceland's shorter working week has been a huge success. Although today women in Iceland have all sorts of jobs, we have yet to reach full equality. But an important step on that journey has been the shortening of the 40-hour working week to 36 hours. This change started in 2019 in response to campaigning by some of our biggest unions and following the success of trials that involved more than 1% of Iceland's working population. As a result, close on 90% of the country's working population now work shorter hours or have the right to shorten their working week. So, how has it worked here? It had previously been more common for women in Iceland to work part-time so as to be able to juggle family and work commitments. Since 2019, our shorter working week has also made it possible for people, mostly women, who work 36 hours as a part-time job, to have a full-time job working the same hours. The change has also given many men, who are always stuck at work, the flexibility to be more involved with their children's daily lives. Tumi, my husband, works in a government office. At first, he chose to work until noon every Friday, but soon decided instead to have two full Fridays off each month. Being a secondary school teacher, this change does not technically apply to me, since my job is still deemed to be 40 hours a week. However, only 26 hours a week are spent actually teaching in the classroom. The rest of the time is taken up with meetings, marking and preparing lessons. We have the freedom to organise those non-teaching hours ourselves, so that means that by working a bit longer some days, I am able to take off the Friday afternoons my husband is off too. Different companies and institutions have different needs, and obviously not everyone can close the shop at noon once a week. People have had to rethink how work is planned, which meetings could be shorter, which can be online, or which decisions can be taken by email instead. It has definitely not been simple, and it does not apply to all jobs, but all qualitative and quantitative data indicates that most people who have reduced their hours love it. And contrary to fears that productivity and the provision of services would suffer, nothing could be further from the truth. In Iceland, we have always had the right to do these things without having our pay docked. None of that has changed. Changes such as this to the way we work may sound impossible, but they can be made if people come together and rethink the way work is done. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2024.